The announcement came after a tense conference call Thursday between Utah Governor Gary Herbert and outdoor company leaders. Amy Roberts leads the Outdoor Industry Association.
It's too bad. We still think that Utah has an opportunity to choose a different path.
Roberts said the 1,200 members of her group were dismayed by positions Utah leaders have taken on public lands, like fighting Bears Ears National Monument and advocating that states take control of federal lands.
But I think at this time we can't have a trade show in a location that our industry doesn't support. And our member companies have really been concerned and I would say offended by some of the actions in the last few months and just felt like it's time to take our business elsewhere.
The twice-yearly trade show generates around $45 million and draws tens of thousands of people. And the industry's ripple effect on Utah's economy has grown to more than $12 billion over the last two decades. State officials like Governor Gary Herbert have been touting Utah lately as a public land state with recreational opportunities that can't be found anywhere else. But Herbert's deputy chief of staff, Paul Edwards, attacked the industry's move as offensive and condemned it for perpetuating a false narrative that Utah's hostile to public lands. Visit Salt Lake CEO Scott Beck said the decision will have impacts beyond the host city.
The real issue is this is a huge economic impact to Utah.
Denver and other cities are already welcoming the opportunity to become the new home for the trade show. Judy Fays, KUER News.